So what changed so much for the defense after the first few drives?
I think we did a good job of switching the coverage around a little bit and started to match some of the routes a little more man-to-man. And then sprinkled in some coverages where we passed things off. And I think going in between those two looks kind of gave Eli a little bit of confusion. At least made him hold the ball a second longer to figure out what we were in, and that gave time for the pass rush. And then as the game went on, you know, they kind of knew what we were in. We were trying to take 13 out of the game. And everybody else did a good job of really holding up in coverage on everybody else, winning one-on-ones. And, you know, when Eli doesn't have somewhere to go with the ball early, you know, it gives our pass rush that much more time to get there and cause havoc in the backfield.
16 takeaways for season 3 tonight. What does that say about your defense?
You know, we're doing what we need to do to help our team win. And our goal is 3 every game. I think we had 3 tonight. So if we can continue to keep this pace, it's going to be hard not only to beat our defense, but to beat this team.
Odell, did you guys double him the entire game?
Pretty much. Yeah, some form of a double where it's bracket and somebody's going to be over top of him and just, you know, challenge them to really to beat us with other players.
Because the rush was on getting home with only 4 for the most part. What does that do to the back end when you don't have to send extra rushes?
I mean, it's great. Like I said, we can that allows us to take out one player, and then everybody else can still play basically man free with a safety in the middle of the field. When you can get a 4-man rush, you know, it's a great great thing to have from a secondary standpoint. All you got to do is cover for a few seconds, and next thing you know, he's getting uncomfortable, he's getting hit.
What did you make of Billy's game plan coming in and how he called it throughout the game?
I mean, we called it well. I think outside of that first drive, where they were in 12 personnel, we were in a lot more zone than we had planned on playing, and I think it's because we were expecting a little bit more 11 personnel, and so that first drive, they moved the ball a little bit against the zone. But then we were able to get in some mans and tighten up the coverage and make Eli hold the ball a little bit, and I thought he called a great game. He called what was working and made them try to beat us with something else.
What's the feeling like in this locker room after, you know, 22 straight, and especially after the start you had, you know, being back with the sheriff of the division league?
We just focus on 1 week at a time, you know, and we try not to get caught up in the end goal and all that stuff. We got 1 week seasons, and this week coming up, we got the Carolina Panthers, an undefeated team in their house. And so there's a lot of things that, although we got a great win, it's a lot of things we got to clean up if we want to beat a really good team in the Carolina Panthers. And we're going to be in a short week as well. So this week is going to be crucial.